Joining us in the studio now is Katie Marshall. Katie is the director of the McCroskey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Thanks for being here, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Now, do you think, am I mean to John? she gets to see the behind the scenes stuff. I was a little crisp today.
She's a little cranky at times.
Yeah.
Sorry. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for being here and putting up with us. We really appreciate it.
It's fun. It's a great way to start the day.
All right. So let's begin with all of the events that are in downtown Grand Rapids today, or some of them, because I suspect there's a lot.
There are a lot. Yep. And I know we'll be talking about the Arrowhead Arts Awards a little bit later when Kathy gets here, so I'll hold off on that. But I was just looking at the schedule, and something that stood out to me is if you are interested in seeing slightly obscure instruments, this is a great art walk for you, because there's going to be a harp player, there's going to be a dulcimer, and then there's going to be tambourine instruments all during the First Friday art walk at different locations.
So slightly obscure. I like that.
But to go into a little more detail.
They won't blend together. Were they far enough apart?
They'll be far enough apart,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think any of them carry especially well, so there's not a lot of amplification involved. So anyway, but before all that, there's a little more familiar music at Brood Awakenings. They have Booka Michael is in town, so he's getting together some local musicians, including Bill Godfrey, Billy LaPlante, Ezra Crowley, and some other folks, and they're going to be playing music from 4:30 to 6, and Brood's featured artist this month is Sharon Venus, and she does watercolor, oil, and realism, so she'll have her work up for the month of June. And at Bender's, they're hosting Stacey Taylor, who's been an art teacher over in Floodwood this year, and she's going to be showcasing a variety of work that's kind of themed around her experience being an art teacher for a year and the different projects that she does with that. Up in Central School, there's a number of events going on again. The third floor has new artists in residence. Leah Yellowbird is still there, and Danny Root's incredible butterfly installation is still there. If anyone
that never gets
seen
old,
that,
does it?
It really doesn't.
Stand there and you look up, you feel like a kid.
You see something new every time.
Yeah.
But there are two new artists up there as well. Then Janice Almola Photography is going to be hosting a young artist named Dixie Love, and she'll be showing some of her paintings and drawings.
Really? I know Dixie Love. So that's exciting.
She's our work study student at McCroskey this summer.
I know her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that's cool. I want to see that.
Yep. So she'll be at Janice Almola Photography. And then Lake & Co. is hosting the Moxie Pop-Up Shop, which was over here for First Friday last month as well. Frame Up is hosting April Keelan, who's a potter, and they'll have the dulcimer player, Joanne Heikala. So that's down at Frame Up. And the VFW Post is hosting a Balkan dance party. Sam's hauling up his Eastern European friends, and they're going to be playing a lot of Balkan tunes and hoping to get a few people who know how to do a kolo dance, and we'll see what happens.
A what? A
kolo. Kolo. So sort of the circle dance.
Oh, circle. Yeah.
Don't you kick the legs up and stuff?
No.
Okay.
It's different.
We could do that, though, if we show up for that. I bet. They won't kick us out.
Will they?
No.
Okay. Absolutely.
Right, it's the VFW.
She kind of got quiet there.
I know.
And then McCroskey.
Yeah, let's hear what's going on at McCroskey.
Sure. Well, we're just checking the weather because we're really hoping that we'll have an in-street Raku pottery demonstration. This month we have a really incredible show that's featuring, I think, 10 different potters from all over the state, mostly northern Minnesota here and then down by St. Peter. And they are people who are doing Raku and primitive firings. And so they have a bunch of work on display. I mean, I think they brought in over 200 pieces. I'm not sure that they all made it in the show. Summer has been working very hard to install that work. So their pottery will be on display, and if weather permitting, we will be doing a demonstration in the street of the of a Raku firing.
Weather's going to be fine.
Yeah.
98%.
Fingers crossed.
98%.
As long as there's
chance.
Not lightning, I think they might give it a go. But and then in our Minnesota gallery, we have pastels by Roxanne Richards, and they're all themed around the feeling of aloneness, not necessarily loneliness, but being alone. So, and then we have music by Marina White on harp from 4 to 6. And the food this month is sponsored in memory of Bill Marshall Sr. By the Miltich family. So that's extra sweet. I got a lot of oatmeal raisin cookies. So.
All right. That's great.
Hey, what is pastel like chalk? What does pastel mean?
There's oil pastels, and then the pastels that she's using.
I'm sorry to ask these questions, but overall, pastel is...
There's a couple different kinds of pastel. There's the oil pastels that you would probably remember from being a kid.
Yeah.
And then there's also, I think the pastel that she uses is more I always associate it with watercolor, but I think it's just because people kind of use the two together sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, there are different kinds of pastel. They are a little more chalky, the ones you're thinking
Yeah.
of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is about 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show on 91.7 KEXE, 90.5 KBXE. That was Katie Marshall from the McCroskey Arts Center.